And right now we're going to get back to business and get to the hotline. Cheryl's on the line now from Arkansas. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about your question here. I think it's a good one.
Well, good. In the South, we have pine straw that is in the beds around the foundation of the house and out in the yard. I'm wondering if that is a drawing card. Do termites like that? Would they come to pine straw and infest that area and get into your home?
Well, I tell you what, over this last couple of weeks, we actually had a termite week here at Today's Homeowner, where we really got into a lot of the habits of termites and so forth. So we were able to have a lot of experts that we were able to kind of engage with. And I asked them a question about different mulches and particularly pine straw, because that is something that's used very strongly throughout the Southeast, but maybe not everywhere else. And this is what he had mentioned to me, that no, it is resistant to termites because the pine needles just don't provide enough nutrition for the termites, and they just tend to gravitate towards something that is more hardy and will provide that. So it doesn't draw them up closer to your home. Now, of course, any of the organic matter below the surface, you know, has nothing to do with the pine needles. They may still be attracted to, but the pine needles won't at all, according to the experts we've talked with.
Excellent. That's what I needed to know.
Well,
Cheryl, I'll just add one other thing, that the reason it's a little point of confusion is that the pine straw itself doesn't attract the termites because, again, as Danny said, they don't get any nutritional value out of it. But any mulch creates, you know, keeps the ground wet below it. And so the termites will go to that. Now, what they do once they get there, I'm not sure. They still need to eat, so I don't know if they back up or they keep going. So if you see termites below it, that's the reason, but it's not because they're eating the pine straw mulch.
So then that leads me to, the house is on a slab. Is that a deterrent?
Well, it certainly is, because they don't have any ready place to feed, so they have to travel up the slab, into the weep holes, into the wall, if they're able to get into that. That's why it's so important for the pest control expert to have that perimeter, effect on, protection, the perimeter protection.
Yeah.
With the baiting stations and their treatment around there to keep them from migrating into the house. But slab, you can sit a lot more comfortable having a slab than you can with a network of wood under you instead.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much. I appreciate your help, and I appreciate your podcast.
Have